Thanks for joining us. Here now is Darlene Sala with this week's encouraging words. Today's program is titled, Who Cut In On You?
Zola Budd became known in the world of athletics in the early 1980s, when as a barefoot teenager, she produced one incredible record-breaking performance after another in women's middle distance running. Born in South Africa, she became a British citizen so that she could represent Britain in the 3,000-meter race in the 1984 Los Angeles Olympics. American athlete Mary Decker Slaney was the favorite to win the title, with Budd also considered to be in the running for the gold. The race turned out to be one of the most dramatic of the Los Angeles Games, or for that matter, any Olympic Games. Shortly after the halfway point, at the 1,700-meter mark, Budd and Decker Slaney bumped into each other, but continued running. Only a few strides later, the pair collided again. Decker Slaney caught Budd's right ankle with her spikes and went crashing down onto the inner field, clutching her right thigh. Budd stumbled, but recovered her balance and continued with the race, although it was obvious that she had lost heart. Decker Slaney was carried from the side of the track in tears, while Budd went on to finish seventh. Every time I hear that story, it reminds me of a Bible verse in Galatians chapter 5. The situation was that the young Christians were being sidetracked in their spiritual progress over an issue in the church. The Apostle Paul asked them, "You were running a good race. Who cut in on you and kept you from obeying the truth?" We're very much like those Galatians. All it takes is for someone to criticize how we handled a situation, and we're ready to throw in the towel and quit. I think Paul would say to us, as he did to the Galatians, "You were running a good race. Who cut in on you?" No matter who it was who hurt you, it's not enough of a reason to quit. Take heart. Get up, brush yourself off, and keep running.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on the program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.